With you at my side, we will demolish the deep state. We will expel the warmongers from our government. We will drive out the globalists. We will cast out the communists, Marxists, and fascists. We will throw off the sick political class that hates our country. We will rout the fake news media, and we will liberate America from these villains once and for all.
Patriots, I hope you guys are having a great day. I'm glad to be on here again with you guys two times in one day. What do you think about that? So what we're doing is every other Tuesday I go on with Nicholas Vinny Allman. So I said, you know what, might as well, because then I have to, after we finish it, then I have to download it and upload it and all that. I said, I'll just go ahead and live stream it and see if that works. And it did. So I'm glad if you were able to join with me then and now. So anyway, since that worked, then I'll just put that on our repertoire. And so you'll know that we're going to do, again, Central Standard Time. We'll do noon on Tuesday and then 4 on Tuesday. And anyway, we might change it up a little bit. So, but anyway, that's what we did today. So I'm glad that you guys are here. I'm Melissa Red Pill the World. Welcome, welcome. And we are going to look at the current events in the light of God's word like we always do and just enjoy the show and watch what President Trump is doing. So this is my website. Definitely go over and check out all the goodies. Everything over there is for free. You can check out all the free videos and you can see the books that I have written about end times. If you go to the videos, they're right there. There's a huge playlist. Several categories that you can search all kinds of videos about end times, about biblical astronomy, because I talk about the heavenly stars that the Lord put in the heavens for us. He knows them by name, and he tells us how to interpret them. I've got all kinds of videos about the truth about Israel, the truth about the lost tribes, which is us, all kinds of good things over there. Plus, to definitely go and check out all the social media and join with us there. Our channels are actually now growing again, which is very good news. I think because they're scared of President Trump getting on to them being in big trouble for censoring us. So let's just keep joining everywhere we possibly can so that we can share the truth out everywhere, because it's working. And the mainstream media is really, really tanking. Very exciting. Very exciting. Here are the video channels right here. So, and actually, I need to probably add on there that we are on X and on Facebook. I'm not going to put the link on Facebook because I'm afraid that might get it banned. But we are able to do live streams on Facebook. And hopefully soon we'll be able to do all kinds of...
you think about that.
I'm struggling here. I'm hoping that one day soon we're going to be able to post and not have to worry about being banned. Won't that be amazing? I'm ready for that. Give me the thumbs up if you're seeing everything. Everything's good. But that would be so great if we could share the truth over on YouTube. Oh my goodness, be still my heart. So what I do, if you're new here, I look at the current events in the light of God's word, because what we're experiencing literally is biblical. And it's the good kind. It's not the scary kind, you guys. This is biblical, that it's the end times for the creeps and 1,000 years of peace for us. It's very, very, very good news. So definitely check into all the videos on my channel. I actually have the books on audiobook over here also for very, very little. So if you have not already, go on and call. You can pause the video and call your senator, 202-224-3121. Again, 202-224-3121. Politely demand an open ballot for the leadership vote. I mean, there's no secret stuff. They work for us. They work for us. They are our representative. This country does not belong to them, and they don't get to just do whatever they please. And this secret ballot stuff is not working for us. So, yeah, and tell them we want Senator Rick Scott. Yesterday I called him Tim Scott like 3 times. Okay, whatever. Anyway, so Tim Scott. I lost my face again. Let me see if I can figure out why my face keeps going away. Anyway, so Rick Scott is the one we want for the Senate GOP leader. And to be honest, you know what? I think they've got something else going on somewhere. So weird. Let's see if I can figure this out. Okay, hang on. There we go. How about that? Now you should be able to see my face. Can you see my face now? What I'm hoping that maybe they will maybe do is if they pull a stunt, if the Senate pulls a stunt and doesn't let the vote be open, it is within President Trump's right to have J.D. Vance go and be the Senate Majority Leader. How about that? He could do that and put J.D. Vance up there, and there you go. So they need to think about this if they're going to choose to do things without having us have a say. They need to really think about that. And, you know, I'm speaking to you, Ted Cruz. I'm in Texas. And so the problem is, you know, we just reelected him because, unfortunately, we didn't really have a choice. We couldn't vote in the Democrat, right? And so, you know, he's thinking he's got a mandate from the people, but he needs to think about that because he does not have that. If he does what is the mandate from President Trump, the Trump train. He has to understand that he's in there because of the Trump people. So, and we'll see what happens. But President Trump could go ahead and. He could go ahead and, put out a word that he wants Rick Scott, and that would certainly do it. We'll see. We'll see if he does that. He might not play that card. But let me just be honest. We got in Mike Johnson. We thought Mike Johnson was going to be terrific, and he's been anything but, unfortunately. He did, you know, some good things today. My issue is that he pushed through that bill to spend crazy amounts of money, and I know President Trump's saying he's doing a good job. Okay, whatever. The point is, I'll never forgive him for that. I'll never forgive him for pushing this thing through and having the Democrats come on there to vote with him. So the point is, I don't know if Rick Scott would be any better than Mike Johnson, to be honest. Okay. So either way, we have President Trump going in there. President Trump will be there soon. And we're going to have, you know, when daddy's home, everything is going to be sorted out. Right. And so it's going to be awesome. So go right now, write that down, 202-224-3121, and call them right now. It'll take 2 minutes and then come right back. Just pause it and come right back, because bottom line, we have got to get, them to understand that we are watching what they're doing. They're not going to be doing things in secret under, you know, the cover of darkness. That day is over. We are going to be, you know, running our country. This is our country, and we're going to be running it. And so, because it's the people, it's not them. They don't run the country. We do. It's the people. Okay. All right. So that's enough of that complaining. All right. So yes, this is kind of interesting news. Okay. We're going to talk about, some really weird stuff that's coming out. Okay, so buckle up on that. And I'm also going to tell you some really good news at the end. I hope you really enjoy what I'm going to share with you at the end. But first of all, there are several appointments that President Trump has made, one of which is just recently, just today. President Trump has now Mike Huckabee as the ambassador to Israel. Okay, so this is very interesting. If you remember, before Mike Huckabee got involved in politics, he was a Baptist minister. Now, you know that pretty much, thanks, Songbird. Yes, and hit the like bell. Thank you, guys. Hit the like bell. Make sure you like and subscribe, and you have the little bell rung so you'll know when we're doing lives. So, Mike Huckabee, as a Baptist minister, you know, obviously knows the word, and I would be very interested to see what his true thoughts are on Israel. Does he buy into the standard fare? Again, he likely has to say certain things because the political climate is so hot. I can say whatever I want because I'm, as you know, just a lady with a laptop, and I don't have any big name. But the point is, you know, I have a feeling he understands the truth about Israel, and that it's a lot more complicated. That President Trump chose him because Mike Huckabee knows this is much more complicated than what they have led us to believe, and that it's not really, truly the Israel of God running this country. that the Zionists are running the country, and many of them are not true Jews. As you know, I've said this many times, we've been doing our study in this study right here on End Times and 1,000 Years of Peace. We're doing that every Saturday morning at 10 a.m. Central, so come and join with us on there. You can get the book on Amazon. But Israel, those who are Israelites, those who are children of Abraham, are those who have the same faith as Abraham. What is the faith of Abraham? Is that we believe God, and just by our faith, God counts it to us for righteousness. You know, we may not have all the little T's crossed and the I's dotted and all that, but we believe God, we trust Him, we follow Him, we believe in Him from our heart, that we're trying our hardest to do what He says from the heart, and we're not worshiping demons and following demons and doing evil, okay, and thinking we get out of hell free card. So I have a feeling Mike Huckabee might understand that there's you know, that the people that are running Israel are not the true legit Israelites. They're not they don't have true faith, and that they are doing very, very evil things to the people of Gaza. I think that's why he chose him, and so we'll see, because President Trump has said before, you know, to Mahmoud Abbas, that he just loves Abbas, and he says he's like a father figure. And actually, it's funny because the word Abba is father. So yeah, that's kind of a little interesting play on words. But yeah, just that's a kind of a very interesting choice that he would choose a Baptist minister. Very cool. All right, so what do you guys think of that? Tell me what you're thinking, what you think about that. This is something I posted this morning, and I realized I made a boo-boo, so I have to apologize. I thought that it meant that Anderson Cooper had been laid off, that these three, they don't have the names of the ones who've been laid off yet. I was getting too excited just because I saw a picture. So, you know, we don't know which ones. Anderson Cooper, as far as I know, still has a job, but they're letting people go. They are letting people go right now, and this is what's happening because CNN's numbers are tanking. So praise the Lord on that. We have been fighting them for a long, long time, so that's really, really good news. Whether it's Anderson Cooper or whoever it is, you know, if you they've been getting crazy, crazy, crazy amounts of money, and they were number one when this whole thing started, and now they're about to shut the doors just about. So we'll see what happens after that. But after all this has happened, this election, and people are realized they were lied to, they don't want to hear a word out of their mouths. It's really exciting. So they're all coming over on X. We are the news now. So we have to handle this with care, just like we were told by 17. We have to be very, very careful about what we share. And so I apologize that I said he was fired. So just sorry. I'm corrected it as soon as I found out. I put it out on social media and the correction. So we'll, we don't always get it right, but we try our hardest and we correct it when we don't. All right. So this is the latest. These people are losing it. I want to make sure that you guys know these people are getting dangerous, and I blame the mainstream media. Well, let's not even call them the mainstream media. Let's call them corporate media, legacy media, whatever you want to call it. They've sent these women especially off the deep end. And, you know, when someone is at the point of shaving their head and much less, you know, shaving it on live TV, live streaming it on TikTok, you can tell their mental health is gone. They've really, you know, they've taken that plunge off the edge of the precipice. And I was thinking, you know, wonder if that's really the precipice. When these people are when the legacy media is the enemy of the people, it's not just that, you know, yes, they've lied to us and they've led us into war, which is so evil, and they've led us into taking these jabs that are poisonous and, you know, all the dangers of that. They've, you know, locking us down and all these things that they've done. But to the point now where they've lied about a presidential candidate in this election, to the point that these women are, you know, in losing their mental health. I mean, I'm sure you have too. These people, you know, you see this all over where these women are, you know, especially for some reason, it's a lot of these white women are really struggling because it's a tough thing when you've believed someone and you find out you believed a lie. You either have to do one of two things. You have to either repent of, you know, being prideful and realize you have to face the facts, face the truth, or you just completely let your mind spiral out of control. And I think that's what a lot of them are doing. They've snapped. They've literally snapped. So this is an interview that Tucker had with Mark Halperin. And Mark Halperin said, "I say this not flippantly. I think it will be the cause of the greatest mental health crisis in the history of the country." I want you to hear what he has to say. But, I mean, be very careful around some of these people because they're really a loose cannon. Now, I would never have expected to have even had any, you know, personal knowledge of this, but a dear friend of mine really literally disconnected from reality. And I'm telling you, it is the most horrifying thing. It is the scariest thing. Because you're like, oh, I'm going crazy. You know, we say that all the time. Oh, I'm going crazy. Well, or I'm just going to lose it. Well, you're like, how do you lose it? I'm always like, I got to figure this out. I don't have time to lose it. I've got to raise these kids or pay these bills or, you know, you've got to keep it going. But all the struggles that we have in life, and then to put on top of that, all the lies that this mainstream media has told, it's too much for most people. And, you know, all that we've been through for years, we really need to get this sorted out quickly where these people are gone because it's very, very hard on people's psyche. But yes, so what literally happens is there's a break in their mental state where they will look at you and it's either be catatonic where they're not even able to formulate really any coherent thought, or they're like compartmentalized where they're living this dream world, almost like they're awake, but they're sleeping. It's like dream, and they're in a dream state. And so their mind is still going like they're dreaming, but they're awake. It's a scary thing. And it makes you wonder if the person will ever come back again. And it's scary. It's very scary. So I want to show you also what President Trump has to say about this. But before I go into that, and I want you to hear what Mark Halperin had to say. This is the channel because this dear friend of mine, I'm like, what are we going to do? What, you know, this is just horrible. And so I thankfully thank the Lord. He showed us to do various things to do to get the health, mental health back. So if you know someone that this is happening to, and if they're willing to, because you can't hold them down and give them something, I guess in a mental hospital they can, but I'm sure they're giving them psychotropics in the hospital. And I don't, you know, for this friend of mine, that would not work. The psychotropics did not work. They actually made her extremely ill. She felt like her hand was in a light socket. It was awful because what it's doing is it's affecting the nerves. And so you can understand when you put your finger in a light socket, it's like it's affecting your nerves. So anyway, so this is what, these are the things that she did. I'm going to scroll all the way to the bottom and show you super quick. This book right here was extremely helpful. Because this girl has had four breaks where she had to go to the hospital. And so she tells how she got over it. And so my dear friend tried the very same things and she's fine now. This has been, I don't know how long it's been. It's been a while, like a year and a half. Praise the Lord. I'm so thankful. So don't give up on someone. If someone has had a mental break, do not give up on them. They can be restored. And so this book was so helpful, The Natural Medicine Guide to Bipolar Disorder. So, so, so helpful. And the problem is when someone is in that condition, more than likely you would, or, you know, someone who has can think clearly would have to come and help them. So, yeah, so the amino acids. And one of the reasons that they have told people to not eat meat is because they know that that affects their mental health. And I applaud them for trying so hard to save the world and then whatever. They bought into climate change and all that. They've just gone down this rabbit trail of bad, bad rabbit trail. But, you know, that not eating meat has caused them to be deficient in many of these amino acids. You can be a vegetarian, but you've got to make sure that you get your amino acids from some other source. And so this literally, I think it was, you know, within just a couple of days of doing that, as well as the serotonin, She came back. She was coming, you know, you could tell that she was coming back to be coherent, to not be catatonic. So I've told you guys about this before, but this is getting real here. It's not just one person here or one person there, but it's like a whole swath of people who have, this has thrown them over the edge. Okay, so the CBD, another thing is, these are nerve disorders. And so this coats the nerves. I do this every day because I want to keep my mind working at top condition if I possibly can. This can help with any kind of brain disorder, even I think Alzheimer's, dementia, that kind of thing. So this is, it just helps the neurons, the neurotransmitters, to be able to send and receive the correct messages. So really, really great. That's why it's so good for pain, because the CB1, I think, is for the motor skills, and the CB2 is for the pain. So it really helps. So that go to this link right here. I'll put this actually into the chat for those who want to see about that one. Yeah, that's about the CBD oil that I use. I use the one that's a cinnamon. It's really, really, it's really delicious. So it's like a little treat too. But then at the very bottom, actually it's not on that page, but also detoxing, making sure you don't have, you know, the toxins affect the nerves too. Anyway, I just wanted you to see that, because don't give up hope on someone who is in this condition, because they can be restored. All these things that they have done, all the damage that's been done, can be reversed. We will have healing. And that's the great thing about the millennial kingdom. It says our lives will begin to extend until they reach 1,000 years. I mean, we can't even imagine that, but we can have the restoration of our physical health and our mental health. Okay, so that also works for depression, you know, but you know, right now I'm talking about this mental break. These people are literally, you know, you think they're fine, you look at them and they look fine, and then you realize they've disconnected. So see what Mark Halperin says to say.
Hey, Trump wins 3 weeks from today. Mm-hmm. What happens? The Democratic Party is, I mean, as you said, a lot of Democrats, maybe the majority, believe that Trump becoming president again is the worst thing that ever could happen. So how do they respond to that?
I say this not flippantly. I think it will be the cause of the greatest mental health crisis in the history of the country. I think tens of millions of people will question their connection to the nation, their connection to other human beings, their connection to their vision of what their future for them and their children could be like. And I think that will be require an enormous amount of access to mental health professionals. I think it'll lead to trauma in the workplace. I think there'll be some degree of grieving practice. 100% serious. 100% serious.
So, yeah, that's, he said tens of millions. That's a lot of people. I'd be very, very careful. Be very, very careful. I want to mention something to you that's going viral. Don't let me forget to tell you that what's going viral. But I wanted to first say, John Boy XOXO, he's saying, the abusive rhetoric and also some of them took on demons. Yeah, I think that some of them have. I think that unwittingly. Now there are some who knowingly took in demons. Okay, that they intentionally did, that they have joined the cabal with their full volition and saying, I want the demons to dwell within me. Okay, but we are saying we cast out any demons and we ask the Holy Spirit to dwell within us instead of the evil spirits, right? So that's the blasphemy of the Holy Spirit, is to cast out the Holy Spirit. You can't have both. You can't have the demonic spirits and the Holy Spirit. You can't have both. So the thing is, I think some of them, because they were just bought into this evil lie of, you know, child murder. I think that has introduced the demonic into them. I don't know that they necessarily volitionally chose to do that. I don't know that that's the blasphemy of the Holy Spirit. I don't know that they did that specifically, but they have certainly, you know, tangled with the dark side. Yeah, I do think you're right in that. And it's a very, very, very scary thing for people to it's very scary. All right, so anyway, let's see what else Mark has to say.
I think there'll be alcoholism, there'll be broken marriages. Yeah. They think he's the worst person possible to be president, and having one by the hand of Jim Comey and Fluke in 2016, and then performed in office for 4 years and denied who won the election last time, and January 6th, the fact that under a fair election, America chose by the rules pre-agreed to Donald Trump again, I think it will cause the biggest mental health crisis in the history of America. And I don't think it will be kind of a passing thing that by the inauguration will be fine. I think it will be sustained and unprecedented and hideous. And I don't think the country's ready for it.
So mental health crises often manifest in violence.
Yeah, I think there'll be some violence. I think there'll be workplace fights. There'll be fights at kids' birthday parties. I think there'll be protests that will turn violent. I hope they're not, but I think there will be some. But I think it will be more, it'll be less anger and more a failure to understand how it could happen. You know, like the death of a child, or your spouse announcing that you know, your wife announcing she's a lesbian and she's leaving you for your best friend. Like a something that's so traumatic that it is impossible for even the most mentally healthy person to truly process and incorporate into their daily life. I hope I'm wrong, but I think that's what's going to happen for tens of millions of people, because they think that their fellow citizens supporting Trump is a sign of fundamental evil at the heart of their fellow citizens and of the nation.
That's why I blame the mainstream media, the corporate media, because they have painted us to be basically demons, and so they cannot imagine. They feel disconnected from us, from half of their country. They feel like they don't belong in this country because we have elected President Trump, and they can't accept that this is for the best for our country, because they've been under this brainwashing. Now, the thing I was going to tell you, so Songbird, you don't have to remind me because I reminded myself the thing that is going on TikTok, and I don't remember the name of the drug, but I'm glad that I don't, is that they're literally passing around TikTok videos about how to poison your loved one if someone voted for Trump. Literally. Did y'all know that? They're literally sharing that information about how you can acquire it. And that there's it's an ancient, I don't know if it's mythological or ancient story, whatever, about this woman who did this and killed people using this drug, and that, you know, that it was hard for someone to find out, you know, that she who did it and where it came from and all that, and so they're sharing this. I mean, it's clearly these people have lost it. They feel justified in, you know, killing someone, especially their loved one, because they're like, they voted for Trump, therefore I must kill them. I mean, this is what's happening. This is what's happening. So just be very careful around someone who you think is, you know, if you feel like they have had a break with reality, or they're really, really angry, and all of a sudden they're being nice, you're like, okay, maybe I need to be very, very wary and careful. I hate to even say that. I cannot believe I'm having to say this, but it's kind of like with Tucker listening to Mark Halpern. He's like, you are kidding me, you know? And so, this is why I want you to hear what President Trump is saying. I don't think it's a coincidence that President Trump brings this up now about the mental health. And so he's talking about, you know, he's just talking about people who are on the streets, who are, you know, who are homeless and who are maybe on drugs or whatever. I don't think that's the only ones he's talking about. I think he's talking about the people who are having mental breaks because of, really, like I said, I blame the corporate media. Check it out.
Cities have become unlivable, unsanitary nightmares, surrendered to the homeless, the drug addicted, and the violent and dangerously deranged. We're making many suffer for the whims of a deeply unwell few, and they are unwell indeed. The homeless have no right to turn every park and sidewalk into a place for them to squat and do drugs.
Okay, he called it the Trump derangement syndrome. deranged. Deranged is mentally ill, right? That's what it is. All right.
Americans should not have to step over piles of needles and waste as they walk down a street in a beautiful city, or at least once beautiful city, because they've changed so much over the last 10 years. Our first consideration should be the rights and safety of the hardworking, law-abiding citizens who make our society function. When I'm back in the White House, we will use every tool, lever, and authority to get the homeless off our streets. We want to take care of them, but they have to be off our streets. There is nothing compassionate about letting these individuals live in filth and squalor rather than getting them the help that they need. We need professionals to help them. For a small fraction of what we spend upon Ukraine, we could take care of every homeless veteran in America. Our veterans are being treated horribly. Likewise, with all of the money we will save by ending mass unskilled migration, we will have a huge dividend to address this crisis in our own country. Under my strategy working with states, we will ban urban camping wherever possible. Violators of these bans will be arrested, but they will be given the option to accept treatment and services if they're willing to be rehabilitated. Many of them don't want that, but we'll give them the option. We will then open up large parcels of inexpensive land, bring in doctors, psychiatrists, social workers, and drug rehab specialists, and create tent cities where the homeless can be relocated and their problems identified. But we'll open up our cities again, make them livable, and make them beautiful. For those who are just temporarily down on their luck, we will work to help them quickly reintegrate into a normal life. For those who have addictions, substance abuse, and common mental health problems, we will get them into treatment. And for those who are severely mentally ill and deeply disturbed, we will bring them back to mental institutions where they belong, with the goal of reintegrating them back into society once they are well enough to manage. It's a tough task, a very tough task. What's taken place on the streets, what's taken place with their taking so much drugs.
Okay, so do you catch that? He is saying, I really love this, he's saying even someone who is really in bad shape, not just a simple, you know, mental illness fix, but something that takes more time and more effort to resolve, they can be reintegrated and restored. So that's very, very encouraging. You know, do you hear every time he talks, he's saying the same thing, that we can have this health back. They have not ever really given anyone that kind of hope. They're like, if you have a mental illness, then you all always will. And really, they say the same thing about any kind of disease. They're like, they don't really believe in healing. They're like, we worked hard to make you sick. We want you to stay sick because we make more money on you sick. I mean, it's so disgusting. So here, yeah, if you want to find out how we are finding ways to get well, go to our health page right here. The links right here, Melly's health links. You know, here's about lifting depression, lifting bipolar disorder. The page right here on health links, this lots of great things that we are doing to maintain our health and to get our, you know, get stronger and better and mentally and physically. So definitely check into that. Okay, so I think he's got just a little bit more.
But the fact is, we're going to try. This strategy will be far better and also far less expensive than spending vast sums of taxpayer money to house the homeless in luxury hotels without addressing their underlying issues, and they have so many of these underlying issues and needs. This is how I will end the scourge of homelessness and make our cities clean and safe and beautiful once again. We will do it. We will bring back America. Thank you.
All right. So, you know, and you also look at Kathy O'Brien. Did you guys see my video that I did with her a few weeks ago? Kathy O'Brien had, you know, I don't know if she really had a mental health break, but she was, you know, very distraught once she came out of the MK Ultra brainwashing. And so she was just like, I can't live now knowing what I have done. And she, so she is finally restored and amazingly well. And just a beautiful, beautiful person, and just a testimony to how the Lord can restore. So yeah, this is what President was just talking about. So I'm just think he's talking about this now because of all this going on. So just be very, very aware of this, especially at Thanksgiving. President Trump is saying we need to try to bring unity. And so maybe it won't be the good idea to scream, and have a rant at the Thanksgiving dinner table. I'm just saying. So let's find whatever ways that we can to encourage them that, you know, this is going to be okay. It's going to be good. It's going to, just like 4 years ago, everything was fine. And so, you know, maybe not even talk about it. I don't know. Just ask the Lord and he will show you what to do. So this is kind of fun. I wanted you guys to see this. So President Trump actually has avenged Michael Jackson's death. I don't know if you guys knew this, not only his death, but how they had, what they had done to him. I had no idea that Kamala was involved in this against Michael Jackson. Did y'all know that? I had no idea. Check it out. This is amazing.
20 years ago, Kamala Harris slandered Michael Jackson, and now Donald Trump has finally avenged him. Few people know that Trump and Michael were once best friends. In 1993, Michael was accused of inappropriate relations with children, and the media began attacking him relentlessly. At a crucial moment, Trump took Michael into his home for 9 months and chased away all the media that showed up. From that point on, they formed a deep friendship. Unexpectedly, in 2003, Michael was slandered again. This time, the media actually made a fake documentary to slander him, and Harris, who was the California Attorney General at the time, openly slandered Michael in a media interview, claiming that even without evidence, children don't lie. Trump investigated and found that the mothers of these children were fraudsters who used this method to obtain money. Although Trump had been helping Michael fight back, his efforts alone were not enough to challenge the media. It wasn't until after Michael's death that he was proven to be innocent. From then on, Trump held a grudge against Harris. The death of his close friend became Trump's motivation, but he never used his relationship with Michael to gain votes. Now he has finally defeated Harris and avenged his friend for the grudge from 20 years ago.
I had no idea. Did you guys know this? That this woman, it's like if there's anything bad going on, she's got her grimy fingers in it. It's amazing. This woman has been everywhere to do so much bad stuff. So yeah, I just wanted you to be aware of that. That it was a big thing that, you know, that he's known about this woman for years, and she was doing all this to Michael Jackson. I had no idea. I'm telling you, if that had come out, no one would have voted for her because everyone loves Michael Jackson. I wish that had come out before the election. You know, we won anyway, but all right. So I think you guys saw this earlier today. And so I wanted to make sure that if you didn't, definitely go on to this, watch this video right here that I posted just this morning at 11 o'clock, winning CIA 1,000 pieces. This is really amazing. Now we don't know for sure if Cash is going to be the director of the CIA. He was of the DNI, Department of National Intelligence, I think it is. But yeah, he is amazing. And we were told to watch and to remember his name. So let's just watch and see. I do want to play some of that for you if we do have time before we finish today. And I think we will. But yeah, here's the post that we saw, a name to remember. Cash App Patel, name to remember. I remember like, I don't know who this person is, but now he's a household name for us because we've seen him and he's been explaining all this. And he was obviously one of the main ones in the investigation of the Russia hoax, proving that President Trump didn't do anything. And this was a whole thing was fabricated by the intelligence people. And so they better be, I'm sure they're scared that if Cash comes in there, he's going to clean house. Okay, before I go into watching some things about Cash, because I really do want to show you that, I wanted you to see also, this looks like a really great thing to do to help some of these people. Have you seen that they are, if a person has been in a shelter and they don't have a place to go, and a place for their children, the government is trying to take their children. This is what's happening. And the problem is they don't have the money. They don't have that kind of money to go somewhere, say in the, you know, even the Motel 6. They don't have that kind of money. They don't have, you know, they have nothing. Everything was washed away. You know, who has money to go months and months without, you know, without anything? It's awful. And so we've been giving money, but this person is doing something really cool. He is connecting people who will open their homes for these people who've genuinely lost their the roof over their head. And so he's vetting them, and he is making sure they have a safe place so they can stay with their children. Check this out.
Red Cross is set to close shelters across North Carolina on Friday the 15th. Families staying in these shelters are being told if you don't have a safe place to take your children, you won't be leaving with them. The authorities will keep them. I need you to share, repost, and watch this whole video. These families need our help. This isn't just hearsay. I have confirmed it with the Department of Family Services and Red Cross volunteers. If you are at risk of being separated from your children or know anyone who is, contact me immediately. I am working with multiple organizations and have hundreds of individuals ready and willing to open their homes to families in need, as well as organizations willing to help on the legal side of things. Losing your children or separating families isn't an option. I will do everything in my power to help find you a safe place so you can stay together. It might not be ideal, but being with your children is what matters most. Now, if you are willing to help a family in need or if you know of a place that is sheltering families, please get in contact with me. I'm currently compiling a list of organizations and individuals willing to help. Share this far and wide. Let's get these families the help they need. AP out.
I love that. I love that. You know, it's just people helping people. And so, you know, this is, you know, you might go, I don't know this person. Well, okay, so you do know the government cannot be trusted. You can't, they couldn't turn loose their children to the government for anything, right? So just be in prayer and just for this whole operation. I really appreciate him doing that. And I just shared the link in the comment section if you guys want to reach out to him. It's actually his email, of course, was on that video, but also the link to that video is in the comments in the chat. So maybe Miss Songbird, would you mind putting that into the comment section of the video, please? All right. Just a side note, President Trump said he's going to ban credit card interest rates that are above 10%. How about that? It's usury. It's outrageous what the credit card companies have been charging. So this is amazing that he's going to start tackling that. But that's just the first thing. That's just the first thing. Just watch. We're going to have everyone will be debt free. Everyone will be debt free. Everyone will have everything that they need. We're going to have jobs, jobs, jobs. We're going to have great jobs that we'll enjoy. We'll have just everything in the world everybody needs. And these people, as it says in Habakkuk, they will be left penniless and helpless. The ones, the criminals will be. Now, they never talk about this, but you and I talk about it, that they've already seized so many assets. I have a feeling it could probably wipe out the national debt with all, just the assets that they've seized. He hasn't talked about that, but, you know, he's got to thread this needle just exactly perfectly, right? All right, so I'm going to do one quick video of Kash Patel, and then I'm going to jump into to see this wonderful passage you're going to love from Habakkuk. Real quick, on the other video that I did, I talk about, remember that time when, okay, this is the one winning CIA 1,000 pieces, Cash 11-1224 over on Rumble. Okay, it's also on X and on Facebook. Okay, do you remember when Mike Lindell walked out of the White House with this piece of paper? Remember that? He was talking about, on that piece of paper, that it was talking about Kash Patel running the CIA and a potential for martial law if there was if they started all these riots. That's what it was. And here we are. And actually, this ties in with what Mark Halperin was saying to Tucker, that there likely will be some riots because these people have had a break with reality. And they're easy prey for doing such a thing as this. Okay? So I want you to see that. Anyway, so that's on the video right there where we talked about that. So the other, okay, so on that video, he was talking about how this intelligence community puts things that should not be classified. They classify it, okay? And so he's going to get all these things declassified. And that's why they're just like flipping out. Okay, so here's the one where he's being interviewed by Glenn Beck.
Who has Jeffrey Epstein's...
Black book. FBI.
But who? That is... That, I mean, there's...
Oh, that's under direct control of the director of the FBI. Just like the manifesto from the Nashville school shooting of the Catholic school. Yeah. We still haven't seen that, right?
It's not the Nashville police or PD saying we don't want this out. The FBI airmailed into that operation and said this is not getting out. Because they do that because this is another government gangster operation. All these local law enforcement communities get funding from the DOJ and FBI for local programs. And if you don't cooperate, you're not getting your $1 million for this. And you're not getting and that's a lot of money to these local districts. That's how they play the game. That's why you don't have a black book.
But the black book, it's not just sitting. I mean, that's Hoover power times 10.
And to me, that's a thing I think President Trump should run on. On day one, roll out the black book. And not just that. On day one, roll out all of the text message communications we were told were deleted. On day one, play the rest of the video of the pipe bomber. On day, you know, one of the reforms I talk about in government gangsters is you need a central node to be continuously declassifying. This is another thing they do. They overclassify. And I'm telling you, as a former number two in the IC, they overclassify 50% of the stuff there to protect the deep state. Oh, no, you can't see that. Nothing to see here. Gina was a master at it, of doing it. And we still haven't seen half of the Russiagate report that we wrote. Still under lock and key. On how the ICA was originally constructed. We put 10,000 man hours against John Brennan's team that did it. And we found out why they came up with their bogus conclusions. But we couldn't sell it to the world because we couldn't talk about it. And the government gangsters came in and buried it. All of these things, there needs to be a continuing central power, whether it's the White House or offsite, that says every request that comes in, just right out the door, as long as it's not a major threat to national security.
Yeah. So what do you guys think? Do you think that Kash Patel would be ideal for this position? I do. And so does General Flynn. And so, you know, I think so does President Trump. Just watch and see. So it's going to be great. Okay. So a couple more.
Highly confident that when you go back and is a senior member of this administration, President Trump's administration, starting in the afternoon of the 20th of January of 2025, do you feel confident that you will be able to deliver the goods, that we can have serious prosecutions and highly confident?
Before he goes on, you know, he talked about exposing the black book, Epstein's black book of who was involved in Epstein Island. He said that should be the first day. Of course, President Trump is going to get to call the shots on when these things are rolled out, whether it's JFK, Epstein, all these things, Nashville shooting, all these things. I'm telling you, it's the end of the intelligence community. It's got to be. Okay, so yeah, this is awesome. Check it out.
Administration, President Trump's administration, starting in the afternoon of the 20th of January of 2025. Do you feel confident that you will be able to deliver the goods, that we can have serious prosecutions and accountability? And I want the Morning Joe producers that watch us and all the producers that watch us, this is just not rhetoric. We're absolutely dead serious. We're not. You cannot have a constitutional republic and allow what these deep staters have done to the country. The deep state, the administrative state, the fourth branch of government never mentioned in the Constitution, is going to be taken apart brick by brick. And the people that did these evil deeds will be held accountable and prosecuted, criminal prosecutions. Cash, I know you're probably going to be head of the CIA, but do you believe that you can deliver the goods on this in a pretty short order, the first couple of months, so we can get rolling on prosecutions?
Yes, we got the bench for it, Bannon, and you know those guys. I'm not going to go out there and say their names right now so the radical left-wing media can terrorize them. But, excuse me, the one thing we learned in the Trump administration the first go-round is we got to put in all-America patriots top to bottom. And we got them for law enforcement. We got them for intel collection. We got them for offensive operations. We got them for DOD, CIA, everywhere. And the one thing we will do that they never will do is we will follow the facts and the law and go to courts of law and correct these justices and lawyers who have been prosecuting.
Okay. So hang on. I just see that Ratcliffe was just named as the CIA director. Does somebody have a link for that? So put a link in the chat if that's the newest news. I feel very sure that he's that whether he's the CIA or DNI or some kind of letter, he's going to be involved. There's no doubt about it. And you know, because what 17 told us is he's a name to remember, and because he knows all this information. So maybe they didn't put his name out there at the front because they know he's been so outspoken about it. But either way, he's going to be involved, no doubt.
In these cases based on politics and actually issuing them as lawfare, we will go out and find the conspirators, not just in government, but in the media. Yes, we're going to come after the people in the media who lied about American citizens, who helped Joe Biden rig presidential elections. We're going to come after you, whether it's criminally or civilly, we'll figure that out. But yeah, we're putting you all on notice. And Steve, this is why they hate us. This is why we're tyrannical. This is why we're dictators.
Yes. Awesome. Yeah, that's what we want. That's what we've been waiting for, and we're not stopping until we get that. So check this one out. This one, I think, is where he talks about, anyway, I think that the lovers.
I want the American people.
Oh, no. This is where he's saying we have to be a part of it. It can't just be a few top people at in the intelligence community at the top brass. This has to be where it's the people. We are going to have to hold everyone's feet to the fire. We have to control the forums of the policies for the people, like RFK put out. We're going to have to make sure that that prosecutions happen in the CIA. We are the ones who have to, you know, all these things have to be done by us. Who's going to be our Senate Majority Leader? We cannot say, okay, we're done now. We're going to go back to our normal lives and let you guys run it, because that's what happened last time. And that's why our country was hijacked. Okay?
American people to have enough ammunition of the truth that they are the ones that enact the accountability in Washington, D.C. That is how you see a sea change. I know the people that, guys like me, may take self-fulfillment in seeing that guy or that girl go to prison for breaking the law. But that is not going to fix Washington, D.C.
You don't think so?
Not
you
alone.
You don't think that's an important piece of the puzzle here, is to hold these people accountable, prosecute them, imprison them, maybe more? It's an example to everybody that's coming after them. If you do this, we're coming for you, and this is what's going to happen.
I agree in full that it's a big piece of it. But it won't fix the next man up behind them unless you can combine that piece with educating America that this is going on writ large. Because you're not going to get everybody, right? But if you get enough Americans in there to get Congress to do what they should be doing, like prosecuting Merrick Garland for breaking a congressional subpoena and violating the law, he can send Steve Bannon, Peter Navarro to prison for violating a congressional subpoena, but he can do it on his own, right? What I want is for people to get Congress to execute the authority they have on instances like this and have him held accountable there. And then I want the DOJ and FBI to be run by the Constitution. I want the intel communities to focus on our overseas threats and our border. I want all of these people that join the ranks of government to respond to the needs of the American people. It might sound pie in the sky, but if you want to fix it, I give you 50 things to do in here. But if the American people aren't behind you, then you won't have the accountability you really want.
Right. And we've seen that. We've seen that this happens when we get behind something, it moves the needle. And so this is what we have. We have to have self-government. This is where we're moving in the millennial kingdom, that we will rule. We will be ruling and reigning. This is what it talks about in the Bible, is that we will rule and reign with him. It's not pretend. It's real. It's real. And so, yes, I just did see this. This is a statement from President Trump. I'm pleased to announce the former director of national intelligence will serve as the director of CIA, the Central Intelligence Agency. From exposing fake Russian collusion to being Clinton campaign operation to catching the FBI's abuse of civil liberties at the FISA court, John Ratcliffe has always been a warrior for truth and honesty with the American public. When 51 intelligence officials were lying about Hunter Biden's laptop, there was one, John Ratcliffe, telling the truth to the American people. All right, so yes. So that is, he has been appointed as the director of the CIA. So either way, he's a great man too. So this is very, very good news. And I'm sure that Kashyap Patel is the name to remember, and he will be involved in one way or the other. So, yeah, thank you so much for our wonderful Patriots. I just put this out on the social media right here. I'm actually going to put it. So, Songbird, I put it in the chat. Can you please put it in the comment section so that everybody can see it over in the comment section? So even after our chat is finished. But yeah, so it's post 75446. Yes, that's 75,446 posts that I've put out there. All right. So that's great, great news. We're going to make the CIA great again. I don't know if it ever was great. But anyway, all right, so I want you to see that. Now, let's jump in here and see. I want you to see this amazing information about Habakkuk. And I talk about this, of course, in the book, End Times, Major Clues from Minor Prophets. This one right here, Major Clues from Minor Prophets. Habakkuk was one of the minor prophets. Okay, Habakkuk. It's three little chapters, okay? And in the book, the chapter's probably only, 12 pages, something like that. So it's a very easy one to start with. Maybe don't start with, Zechariah, because that's, a long one. So start with Habakkuk. And the great thing about Habakkuk was that he started the chapter one, guns a-blazing. He's like, the Lord, this has got to change. This has got to change. This has got to change. And this, blah, 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 blah. He was all mad about this and that going on. Okay. Then, chapter two, he gets to where he gets a message from the Lord. And this is the one I've read to you many times. It's about the great army of God. And he says, that give this message to a runner so that they'll be able to tell the message. Right? And if it tarries, wait for it, for it will surely take place and it will not be delayed. I hear your complaint. I hear your complaint, Habakkuk. But I'm going to one day send the army of God. And they will sort this out. They will destroy these evildoers. So then, in chapter 3, Habakkuk realizes that the Lord knew best. The Lord knew the right way to do this and the right timing. And of course, the first thing he did was sending our Lord Jesus to die on the cross and to suffer for our sins so that we would have the power of the Holy Spirit to be able to fight these demons, okay? And so we wouldn't get sucked into following these demons. That's we had to have that, all right? And so then he's filled the earth with believers over the past 2,000 years. He said, go into all the world and preach the gospel. Get my people all over the world, train them up to be disciples, to follow me in everything I say and do. And then, he said, then at one point, I will release this army to go and fight them. Now, we were not awake. We didn't know that, like this Saturday, we're on chapter 5. We're going to be talking about the Great Awakening and about Ezekiel's vision, okay? It's End Times and 1,000 Years of Peace study guide, okay? It's on Amazon called For Beginners, okay? But anyway, we did not know what it was going to look like. We knew there was going to be a great awakening. We knew there was going to be, an Armageddon battle. We just didn't know what it was going to look like. And none of us could have understood what it was like to wake up until we did, right? I mean, just think back before you were awake. You did not understand what it was to be asleep. You just didn't understand what you didn't know. You didn't know what you didn't know, okay? But now, maybe we don't know everything, but at least the big things we know, these, demons have been running the world. Bottom line. Okay. So he sees this vision that this army of God is going to come in and is going to clean house. And so then at the beginning of chapter 3, the last chapter of the book of Habakkuk, he said, I've heard about you, Lord. I'm filled with awe by your amazing works. In this time of our deep need, help us again as you did in years gone by. And in your anger, remember your mercy. And again, the Lord has been angry because many of us have opted to join in and not really stand up against the evil. All right, so he's looking at the Lord and realizing, the Lord is very powerful. And if he comes in with guns a-blazing to destroy these evildoers, it's going to be a bloodbath, okay? And he had not realized that before. He had not understood. He just had looked at this on a very small scale. He hadn't understood how the seriousness of what was going on and that this is literal demons, okay? See, I see God moving across the deserts from Edom, the Holy One moving from Mount Paran. His brilliant splendor fills the heavens, and the earth is filled with his praise. His coming is as brilliant as the sunrise. Rays of light flash from his hands, where his awesome power is hidden. Pestilence marches before him. Plague follows close behind. When he stops, the earth shakes. When he looks, the nations tremble. He shatters the everlasting mountains and levels the eternal hills. He is the Eternal One. I see the people of Cushan in distress and the nation of Midian trembling in terror. Wait, was it in anger, Lord, that you struck the rivers and parted the sea? Were you displeased with the rivers? No, you were sending your chariots of salvation. You brandished your bow and your quiver of arrows. When the Lord parted the Red Sea, this was scary. What was happening and the bad guys behind him, this, you know, all that was scary. All this, you know, were you angry? No, he was saving them. It looked scary, but he says, I'm sending my chariots of salvation. You brandish your bow and your quiver of arrows. You split open the earth with flowing rivers, and the mountains watched and trembled. Onward swept the raging waters. The mighty deep cried out, lifting its hands in submission. Like, okay, Lord, okay, we'll do what you say. You want the waters to stand up like this? We'll do that. Whatever the Lord says, the earth will do. The sun and the moon stood still in the sky as your brilliant arrows flashed and your flew and your glittering spear flashed. You marched across the land in anger and trampled the nations in your fury, trampled the evildoers, the tyrants, the Egyptian tyrants. You went out to rescue your chosen people, to save your anointed ones. You crushed the heads of the wicked and stripped their bones from head to toe. With his own weapons, you destroyed the chief of those who rushed out like a whirlwind, thinking Israel would be great and easy prey. Right? They thought we were going to be easy prey. They thought, oh, we'll send out this jab and we will just wipe them out. We'll keep them locked down. They'll all take the jab and then they'll take a booster and then they'll take a jab. They'll be easy prey. And they found out we weren't. The Lord awakened us and we are destroying them. You trampled the sea with your horses and the mighty waters piled high. So this is the response that Habakkuk had when he realized that the Lord knew the way to do this. He knew the timing. He knew exactly what to do and when to do it and how to do it. And so this is a word for each one of us who's been like, why is this taking so long? That we have to really humble ourselves like Habakkuk did and realize the Lord knows best. So this is what Habakkuk said, and let's all say this in our hearts. Lord, we repent of any time we have not trusted your plan. I trembled inside when I heard this, and my lips quivered with fear. My legs shook, gave way beneath me, and I shook in terror. I will wait. Okay, so he's freaking out when he sees the terror of the Lord, and he realizes he was not ready for this. You and I may see some things here in the next month that we were not ready for. The terror of the Lord. This is the end of the Battle of Armageddon, where these people will be held to an account for their crimes against humanity. I'm telling you, are you ready? We think we're ready, but I don't know how you can get ready. Right? I will wait quietly for the coming day when disaster will strike the people who invade us. I will wait quietly for the coming day when disaster will strike the people who invade us. I'm just going to wait and let the Lord choose the right time. He knows the right time. Y'all hear me? Y'all hear me? I'm looking at the chat. I want to make sure you guys hear me, right? I want to make sure that you guys are trusting him on his timing. Yes, we won the election. Praise the Lord, we won the election. But there's some stuff coming. We're not done until we're done. And these people are cast into the pit. It's going to be crazy. And no matter what happens, we will praise the Lord. Look what he says in verse 17, 3:17. Even though the fig trees have no blossoms and there's no grapes on the vines, even though the olive crops fail and the fields lie empty and barren, even though the flocks die in the fields and the cattle barns are empty, yet I will rejoice in the Lord. I'll be joyful in the God of my salvation. The sovereign Lord is my strength. He makes me as sure-footed as a deer. He makes me able to tread upon the heights. Even in the middle of all this, even for those people, we need to pray for the people in North Carolina. Let's do it before we go. You know, they are, the Lord will make them able to tread on the heights. The Lord will supply their need. The Lord will protect their children. Trust in the Lord, everybody. Whatever position you are in right now, whatever situation you are in, bottom line, we have to trust the Lord. No matter what's going on with your family members, if you've got people who are losing it on your right and on your left, the Lord will make us sure-footed as a deer, able to tread upon the heights. Okay? We will be able to get through this and rejoice and be part of his great army. Who likes Habakkuk? Isn't that great? Amen. I wait. Yep. It will be a wild ride. Yep. Yep. We do know who's going to win. Absolutely. Absolutely. JFK Jr. JFK Jr. 2024. Okay. And so remember, for the Lord will remove his hand of judgment and he will disperse the armies of your enemy, and the Lord himself, the King of Israel, will live among you. Remember that. Keep that always right out in front of you. At last, your troubles will be over and you will never again fear disaster. You'll never again fear this precipice. You'll never again fear losing your ever-loving mind, or you're someone you love losing their ever-loving mind. You'll never again fear these terrible things that these people might pull. You'll never again fear a hurricane. Okay. On that day, the announcement to Jerusalem will be, cheer up, Zion, don't be afraid. For the Lord your God is living among you. He is a mighty Savior. He will take delight in you with gladness. With his love, he will calm all your fears. He will rejoice over you with joyful songs. How about that? This is Zephaniah chapter 3, verse 15 through 17. Again, I love these 17s. All right. So that, again, you can see this on right here, End Times, Major Clues from Minor Prophets. And so you can listen to them on the website, on my channel, right here under audiobooks, right here, audiobooks, right here. You can download that and you can listen to the whole story of Zephaniah and Habakkuk and all the Minor Prophets right there. All right. So I just hope that you will enjoy that. All right. So it's time for us to pray and then we're going to jet out. It's already, how did it get to be an hour? How did it get to be an hour? Oh, we just got here. Let's pray. Thank you again, Lord. We praise you. We thank you. We thank you for your promises. We're going to be like Habakkuk, and we're just going to trust your timing and your plan on exactly the right way to do this. And we trust that you're going to do this. You have awakened us, and we know that you are able to do all things, and you're able to bring down this enemy. And we trust that it's going to be exactly precision timing, exactly when you believe is when you say it's the right timing. And we're just going to wait for the coming day when disaster will strike those who invade us. And as your promise says, you will live among us and it'll be cheer up Zion, for you will calm all our fears because you will live among us. We'll never again fear disaster. What a blessing. What an honor. Thank you, Lord. Thank you that you have provided for us. Thank you for everyone on the battalion. I pray that you continue to strengthen them, continue to use us. Thank you for giving us joy in the battle, helping us to be your Joel 2 army that has gone over the walls and through the windows, and they did not know how to stop us, and they still can't. They still don't know, and they can't stop us. Thank you that we've been able to surpass all that they've tried to throw at us. We praise you that you've made us more than conquerors, and I just continue to bless your name and praise you that you have filled us with your spirit and you've sealed us so that we're protected. And I just thank you. We praise you. We love you. I just pray you continue to guide us and protect us and provide every need. And we just pray this in your and protect our mental health, protect our physical health in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. Love you guys. Don't forget, go on here and check out if you know anybody who has a mental disorder or you're concerned, and maybe, you know, just pray if there's a way that you can share that with them, as well as the way that you can be healthy, get your health back. Don't forget, mypillow.com/Melly. The Christmas specials are on now, so definitely go and check that out. And let's listen to our wonderful president as he has something to tell us right here. I want you to check this out. Pretty cool. Check it out.
Or you lose. But you don't have an opponent, and then you're doing well against the opponent. They take him out. They give you a new opponent. They give you a nice, fresh opponent. And so I have to win that. And if I win that, that would really serve to say that there's some incredible power up there that wanted me to be involved in saving. And maybe it's more than saving the nation. Maybe it's saving the world.
How about that? Maybe it's saving the world. I love you guys. I'll be on the chat for just a little bit. And I love you. And I will talk to you later.